Nikiski residents are frustrated by a recent rash of property crimes and are dissatisfied with law enforcement's response. A state agency set up to help crime victims claims there is a larger trend of disenfranchisement among property crime victims across Alaska. KBBI's Quentin Chandler reports.
Earlier this month at a town hall meeting, Kenai District Attorney Scott Leader suggested Nikiski residents who were dissatisfied with the progress made by law enforcement could turn to the Alaska Office of Victims' Rights. The state agency lends an ear to crime victims and helps them navigate the intricacies of the criminal justice system.
Also, we can represent them in court since our office does have four attorneys.
Taylor Winston is the agency's executive director. Recently, Nikiski residents haven't been piling into her office in droves looking for help. In fact, she said she couldn't find any recent cases from the area, but her office handles similar concerns regularly.
We've had cases where people before reporting were in fear, and that's sometimes why they hesitated to report. They report and they are even more afraid after that because of some retribution. We've had a number of cases around the state that we've dealt with.
Fear of criminal retribution is just one of the concerns Nikiski residents have confided to the Peninsula Clarion. There is also a fear that criminals are afforded more rights than victims, and residents complained even when offenders are prosecuted, the punishments don't go far enough. Winston says she's heard similar complaints from victims of other property crimes across Alaska.
Often the reports aren't taken, or if the report is taken, it's minimized or not investigated. And I know, you know, law enforcement, they're strapped. I mean, resources are strapped, and they also have to do priorities, you know, with the violent offenders.
In Winston's experience, that isn't much comfort to the person whose home is burglarized. She says victims are often left with a hollow sense of justice. Even if their property is recovered, it may be locked in an evidence vault for years while the case is decided in court.
We are seeing a general trend, I would say, across the state that the property victims tend to be not given as high a priority. They're more the forgotten victim.
Of course, Winston's office cannot magically solve every person's problems. But she says the office carries weight, and they might be able to at least get more information than individuals could get on their own. And if the case can't be taken any further, at least the organization's clients will know every avenue was explored.
Even if they don't like the end result, I think all people benefit from understanding how the end result came to be. You know, what was the method to the madness of it all? It takes you out of the dark.
The Office of Victims' Rights is a state agency folded underneath the legislative branch, giving them a degree of independence. Their services are free, and Winston says no one should hesitate to call on them if they need help.
There's no right or wrong case. The only thing that has to be met is our jurisdictional requirements, is that they do have to be a victim of a crime for us to open a file, and that would be a victim of any felony crime in the state of Alaska, any misdemeanor, or any domestic violence-related event.
Winston adds that victims whose cases run into a brick wall can always turn to government leaders to try and get more support for law enforcement and improve the parts of the justice system that may have failed them. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.